This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're joined by a very special guest. The lovely Jacob Thomas is here. Now, I got it wrong before, like in my verbal, I said the content festival, which was very funny. But what's really exciting, I was really excited when I heard about this, is Midsummer Festival's adding an extra day this year. Because instead of starting the festival with carnival, as we do on the Sunday, instead, this Saturday, the festival is actually starting with a consent festival. Which is actually really, really exciting. I feel like the festival celebrates what it's going to be later on, but it really does seem like a conference and a great space to really share and talk about ideas. Now, Jacob, you're the chair of this.
So, of the program,
of the program, yes. So here becomes the question, because this is a really big one. This is something that's looking at consent for LGBTI+ communities now. That's huge.
Massive,
Really, really massive.
Yes.
And how did you guys go, this is what we need to do, and how are we going to go, here's the whole program and this is what we've got? How did you even begin to pare that down?
Sure. I mean, I came into the piece a little bit later down the track. This was initially put together by Brody Turner from Mean Projects in partnership with Melbourne Spiegelton.
Yep.
Many, many moons ago, and I was brought in to chair the program, as is that title. I know, gasp, shock, ooh, so nuanced. And this whole program has been formulated and put together by really, really wonderful community leaders. Everywhere from the sex working space to healthcare, disability rights and activism, looking at trans and non-binary people like myself, everyone being able to sort of feed in and say, well, what do we need?
Yeah.
And Consent Festival is looking at four really broad areas. We're looking at our rights to consent in relationships, all kinds of relationships. We're looking at healthcare and healthcare access. We're looking at workplace, and we're looking at arts industry as well in practice. And it's not just a day of talking and just saying, well, what do you think it is? I don't know. What do you think it is? It's not just a place of hearsay and that's kind of it. You sit there and you're passive. It's a day where you, as a community member or an ally, are able to come in and engage in that discourse. Because when we really think about it, it's never really been offered to us as community members.
True.
If we look at something like, you know, school curricula, it's coming through now, which is great. But for a lot of us, we've had to really clumsily negotiate and work our way through.
Yeah.
Understanding, how do we ask? How do we understand it? How does it change? There's no rule book, I guess.
And it's that funny thing. We were talking about this on off air, and I'll just touch on it quickly, because for a lot of us, we automatically think consent, and we automatically thinks this just means something that's very physical or sexual or about, you know, sex and sex purposes or things like that. But consent means so much more.
Absolutely so. Absolutely. And it's a very timely discussion.
Yeah.
I think it's a very necessary discussion. And I think it's an opportunity for us to avoid being really reductive. It's a great opportunity for us to look at, well, what about our workers' rights? What about our rights when we want to affirm? What about our rights when we want to be able to participate fully and actually sit within that equality agenda that we're really, really fundamentally focused on as community?
Yeah.
This is a space that we get to start engaging in that content that we might not necessarily explicitly think is consent, but fundamentally is, because your right to say yes and your right to say no to things that affect you, not just parts of your body, but your whole self, fundamentally important.
I think what's both exciting and huge about it is also the fact that you get to look at consent from the very different letters that sit under the rainbow acronym that we have. And it means something different whether you're a G or an L, whether you're trans or gender diverse, whether you're part of the intersex population, whether you're bisexual. Consent can mean different things. And I think it's really important for us to look from a community perspective about whether we are giving consent to the other parts of our rainbow and what we're doing in that regard. And I know this seems like a way heavy, deep way to dive into a conversation at 19 past five on a Wednesday afternoon. But I just want to talk a bit about the program, because what's really interesting, we've got, you know, in the morning after a Welcome to Country, you know, a talk which is Consent 101. And I love when these things happen because it just breaks everything back down for everyone. But there really is, like you were saying, interactive stuff like yoga and games, or later on there's a bit of circus. But you're right, you're talking consent in relationships, consent in health, and consent in workplaces. And consent in workplaces as well is one that I think we've never really... we've never really figured out how we create the spaces for ourselves.
Absolutely so. I think, you know, working out when it comes to our workplace rights and how we sort of move and how we participate as well is something that is, I think, I just, you know, it's something that we need to discuss. It's a really useful discussion. I think with this as well, this is not a festival that's trying to be definitive. We're not trying to absolutely define a notional concept of consent in any of the spaces that we participate in as people, yeah. Or in the ways in which we construct it. It's purely about trying to say, well, you know, this is my best practice, or this is how I've made this work for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is about being able to build community. This is about being able to, again, build that discourse and say, yeah, my hope for as the chair is being able to walk in on this day, participate as best as I can whilst I'm also running around my heels because that is just me as a person generally.
It's what
you do. I'm in flats today and I've just nailed it. feeling very empowered. But, you know, being able to share with how I've been able to crack what I've been able to crack in these spaces, and hopefully that gives someone else that aha moment to go, great, now I can do that. I've worked this out. This is interesting. I want to put that into my own life.
Yeah, so I was just on the past weekend, I was at the National LGBTI Conference Better Together that it was happening in Sydney. And what's really great about these kind of spaces and these kind of conversations is, you know, you can participate. You can also come in and listen. There are lots of different ways in which you can experience it, but it's really important for you to step up and be a part of it. And not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean bringing your voice to the table, but sometimes it might. But it does, it's really important for you to bring your person and to really be present and to be able to take what that means. And this is how we really get to learn and grow as the communities that we are. And we really, as a whole, get to change the conversations in which we have. I just think it's a really exciting way to start midsummer. And I mean, it's still, I don't know how it's going to turn around, you know, but I think one of the reasons which I think is really great from the evening, you've got a party hosted by the Fringe Wives Club. So it takes that energy and turns it into something different and really helps us celebrate possibly what you've achieved or learnt during the day, which I think is really exciting.
Absolutely so. I think it's a wonderful thing because, you know, Midsummer are a major partner, as is, you know, Spiegel Tent, as is Circus Oz. And it's a really, and this is the thing, I think we get really, really concerned having a conversation about consent.
Yeah.
And again, this is not a dictating sort of I guess event of just sort of like, you're terrible, you're bad, how dare you want a party? It's this thing of just sort of like, cool, like this is we are all recognizing that we are not immune to what's happening in the world at the moment. There's finally gathering attention. So let's just hit it head on and let's do it in a really safe, constructive environment. So when it comes to carnival the next day, we are all full of pith and vinegar, awareness and just general queer goodness.
Absolutely. Now, Robbie, you've been very quiet in the corner.
Yeah, Robbie.
So I'm just wondering.
And that's okay.
It's completely okay. But I'm just, I guess I'm wondering, because you're kind of soaking this all in, like many of our listeners are, you know, Jacob and I do tend to just go on these rambling tangents. So hearing all this, what does it feel like for you just hearing about what you think the day is going to be and what the experience could be like?
Look, it sounds like a fantastic way. As you're saying, you know, Midsummer Festival, you know, bring such a diverse range of people. And I think we are slowly beginning to understand all these different aspects to our community. And I think things like this is a great way to bring all of that together and talk about, you know, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for you? How are we similar? How are we different? I think it's a fantastic way to set a tone for a great festival.
And it really, I mean, it is very timely, but it also just, it's really important. I think we're really lucky to be in the spaces that we are now, that we're able to create spaces that can have these conversations in different ways and really help ourselves as the communities that we are to be able to grow, listen and move forward. Really, 3 or 4 years ago, I couldn't have imagined that we'd be in the kind of spaces or having the kind of conversations or the kind of approaches to intersectionality that we're having now. And this is why it's so exciting. And I know it's an intense conversation to have, at 5 o'clock, but we wanted everyone to be able to hear this because this really is a really exciting day with a lot going on and everyone can take something from it that is not just about necessarily what you might do to people or how you might make people feel uncomfortable, but how you may have felt this way as well. Like, consent works both ways, and we often forget that. The what we put on ourselves as opposed to what we put on other people. And the only way we're going to learn and grow that is to be able to have these kind of conversations. So it's really, really wonderful.
Absolutely. I think one of the I think what we're getting so wonderfully good at as community as well is we're moving away from that big deficit narrative that keeps getting put on us. You know, it's just this is, and I think Consent Festival feeds into that, is that it's not this point of what's wrong, what's terrible, we're all bad, or anything like that. We are getting to a wonderful point where we're embracing each other and embracing these tough conversations as well, because we know we're being there for each other.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be better.
Yeah.
I want to be a better leader. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better partner. And life is practice.
Yeah.
Life is full of practice. I'm a mental health advocate as well. Life is full of practice, you know. And we've built a day to just safely, comfortably do that. And it's not going to cover everything. Not at all.
It's a good start.
It's a great start. And it's keeping momentum as well. Plus, you know, Fringe Wives Club, you know, they're great. They've released all their, you know, friends who are coming along as well. And you don't have to be there the whole day either.
No.
It's drop in and drop out.
You need,
absolutely. Because really consent is embedded in the entire festival. You know, we do not tell you that you have to do anything. You can move out at any time. You know, there's pay what you can tickets for people who are experiencing financial difficulty. We've tried to pull out all the stops where possible to make sure that people feel safe and feel welcome to just do what they need to do.
Which is absolutely, I'm still, every time we keep talking about it, I guess I'm just kind of blown away. I think it's really exciting that I'm going to be there and I'm going to be starting the festival this way. And I encourage anyone else to be able to come and be a part of it however you can, because it's really, I get just as much out of this for myself as I do for what I learn about with other people. And that's why I'm loving that we're in. Still can't imagine that we're in this space and having these conversations, because we weren't doing that. We weren't doing this and we weren't having this kind of thought process. So for everyone that's put this together, thank you so much, because it's a really great way to start it. And I think you're right. It will change the way we, you know, start Carnival as well. And I think that's really great.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely wonderful. So if you would like to get your tickets to the Consent Festival, it is happening this Saturday. It's happening at the Melba Spiegel Tent in Collingwood on Johnson Street. Nice and easy to get to, possibly not for parking, but public transport is very easy, so you'd be able to get there nice and simply. Why don't you just jump to the Midsummer website and you can just type in Consent Festival. We'll put the details up on our social medias as well, so you can get yourselves a ticket. Do it. Get yourselves a ticket. Come and be a part of it and help be a part of a conversation that can not just change you, but our communities as well.
Absolutely. I will just say as well that if the festival itself is not what you're here for, but you just want to come and do a pre-carnival party, you can just come to the party. That's also perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
We're here
fine
for that as well. It's all G. No pressure.
Oh, thank you so much for coming and joining us today on the show.
Thank you,
friends. We very much appreciate it. And we it's a great way to start looking at Midsummer, kicking it off with talking about the Consent Festival. Thank you, Jacob. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dave.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.